Let's welcome our VIP to the stage. He's appearing in the Tina Fey Netflix series Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Please welcome Titus Burgess.
Thank you.
So we just played Crazy.
I love that song.
I've watched you sing
an
incredible version of it.
I do.
Yeah. So it just happens to be on.
Do you want to hear a little bit?
Yes!
You want some? I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. That's enough.
Oh my God!
So your role that you play in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, The role is also Titus, named Titus.
Yeah. My manager, she sent me the breakdown, a screenshot, and it said, seeking Titus, Broadway wannabe, broke, lives in a basement apartment in Harlem. Broke, lived in a basement apartment in Harlem. I still do. It's,
Actually, let's listen to an audio clip from the show.
I changed my name to Titus Andromedon, and I marched myself into audition for The Lion King.
You were in The Lion King on Broadway?
Yes, except I was not. I auditioned for The Lion King 20 times in 15 years until they finally told me you were not passing as a straight giraffe.
Have you ever auditioned for The Lion King?
Yes.
You have? For what role?
All of them.
Really?
Yes. So much of my personal experience has been creeping up into these scripts, and I'm thinking, either this woman has my apartment tapped, or do I just seem like so desperate that that's something that I would do? I used to work at Disney World about 12 years ago, and I would fly up back and forth auditioning for that freaking show, and they just were not having me.
So then you go into audition for a comedic role that has nothing to do with Broadway for 30 Rock.
For 30 Rock, which was called an under five. Under five is literally under five lines. I had one. And you have a callback. For one line? You mean you don't know what you want me to do for one line? You want me to come back and do it again? The same subject and predicate. You need me to do this again. Anyways.
Right, you can't just stare at my photo and have me just call in. Now, I've watched all of 30 Rock, but I don't remember what your first line was the first time you appeared. Do you remember it roughly?
I'm not just a gay hairdresser. I'm also a homosexual party planner. So strange. What is he going through? All the things. Every emotion possible.
Do you have a dream Broadway role out there that, you'd like to?
No, but I'm writing a musical that I will likely star in, so I'll just...
Do you have a working title for your musical?
I do. I can tell you that it is based on a movie that Whitney Houston did, and it is not The Bodyguard.
All the listeners are Googling like mad right now. Well, I am very excited that you are going to lend your incredible, unique voice to a game on our stage.
Perfect.
Are you ready for that?
I'm so ready.
Give a huge hand to Titus Burgess. Joining us on stage right now is Alexander Kaufman and Whitney Ann Adams. Whitney, you're a costume designer for theater and Broadway. Have you done some Broadway?
I've worked on Broadway. I've made costumes for Broadway, but I've been in film recently.
And what film are you?
I was the costume design assistant on The Great Gatsby.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, so, she's just okay at it, clearly. And Alexander, you're a Titus fan.
I am.
You are?
Yeah, you're awesome.
Thank you.
I'm so excited that we're on
stage
together.
Well, I hope you win.
Thank you. If I win, will you sing? If I win, will you sing for me?
I most certainly will. Yeah.
That's amazing how you just made that happen, by the way.
Well, I have to win, so.
So in Guys and Dolls, Titus played the role of Nicely Nicely Johnson, who had that show-stopping number, Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat.
Yes.
What was it like to sing like one of the more iconic Broadway tunes?
Stressful as hell.
Really?
Yeah, it's not fun. No, it was totally fun. And what I remember one night during previews, Frank Lesser's wife, who controls the estate, was in the first row. And don't you know, I forgot the entire last verse of the song. Once I spotted her on Broadway, it was so embarrassing.
Well, this is going to be a chance to sing it all brand
because
new.
Because I have the words.
And this time you'll be accompanied by our house musician, Jonathan Colton.
That's right. Although I will say that we have changed the lyrics to be about things we do while sitting down. Because why let a beautiful song stand there and be beautiful when you can ruin it? All these lyrics are about mundane things that you do while sitting down.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So Titus will sing you the clues. Just ring in when you know what we're talking about, and the winner will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. All right, are you ready, Titus?
Yeah, I think so. Let's do it. I dreamed last night I was on my childhood playground. The monkey bars and the swings, they made me frown. The right I sought was the one requiring balance, 'cause without a friend it won't go up and down.
Alexander.
Seesawing?
Seesawing is correct.
Yeah.
You're on your way, Alexander. The longest journey begins with a single step, my friend. Believe in yourself.
For the waiters all said, sit down. Sit down, you're gonna spill. The waiters all said, sit down. Sit down or you're gonna spill. Don't matter if it's a split pea or a lobster bisque or a tater dill. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, or you're gonna spill.
Alexander.
Eating soup?
Yeah.
Miss Thing, what are you doing?
I hit the buzzer. I knew both those answers.
All right, girl. You better catch up.
I'm trying my best.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this one slower.
Yeah, slower, okay.
I'm just kidding. Now I'll get dressed in my boots and chaps and helmet. I'll hit the trail and escape the maddening horde. I think it's time that I get back in the saddle. And this big brown beast is calm, thank the Lord.
Horseback riding.
Yeah. Well done.
Wow.
Feeling good, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, Whitney's getting into the groove. Did a little horseback riding dance.
This is your last clue.
All right. And the proctors all said, sit down. Sit down, we started the test. And I said to myself, sit down. Sit down and just do your best. Fill the bubbles in with your pencil. Math and reading, part of your college quest. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. Sit down, the standardized test.
SAT Whitney. Test.
That's right, taking the SAT. Ophira, how did our contestants do?
We have a tie.
Oh, my gracious.
God. Okay.
Hands on buzzers, people. Titus, do you want to read the tiebreaker?
No, you do it, Diva.
It's the first time anyone's ever called me that.
No, it's not.
What famous Washington, D.C. tourist spot features 36 enormous columns and a statue of someone sitting down? Alexander.
The Lincoln Memorial.
That is correct.
Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down.